KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky, a little bit of light fog in the low-lying valley areas. It's 54 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa News, two people were injured during separate accidents Friday night in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Office reports deputies were called to the 2500 block of Highway 48 for a single vehicle accident at around 8:45 p.m. that involved a pedestrian bicyclist. Deputies determined during an investigation that a 2008 Dodge Avenger driven by 17-year-old Samantha Ann Isaias of Clarinda was traveling south on Highway 48 when she sideswiped a pedestrian bicyclist who was also traveling southbound just off the paved roadway. The bicyclist was identified as 44-year-old Sean Allen Ponton of Red Oak. Ponton was transported to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Red Oak Rescue for treatment of suspected serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The car sustained about $1,500 damage during the accident. An investigation determined Isaias failed to yield the right-of-way to Ponton, and Ponton failed to have sufficient front and rear lighting as required by Iowa code. There were no citations issued upon the initial investigation. And at around 9:50 p.m. Friday, deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office were called to the intersection of 240th Street and G Avenue for a single vehicle accident. Upon arrival and after an investigation, it was determined 16-year-old Christian Kelly Schooling of Red Oak was driving a 1999 Dodge 1500 pickup westbound on 240th when he failed to successfully negotiate a curve onto southbound Avenue G. The pickup went out of control due to excessive speed and entered the west ditch, where it rolled over onto its side. Schooling was transported by private vehicle to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of suspected serious, but again, non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup sustained about $2,000 damage. Schooling was cited for failure to maintain control. In an update to our reports yesterday and on the website Thursday evening, Atlantic Police Friday afternoon provided more information about an accident that took place Thursday evening. Officials said a Chevy Equinox driven by Virginia Thomas was traveling south on Hickory Street next to Rancho Grande and had pulled around a parked semi that was in the southbound lane while delivering produce to the restaurant. When she came to the intersection with 7th, Thomas pulled out into the intersection and her car was struck by a westbound Buick LeSabre driven by Beth Tarr. The accident happened at around 7:37 p.m. Thursday. Tarr was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance for treatment of injuries that were unknown but did not appear to be life-threatening. Thomas was taken to CCMH by a private vehicle for unknown injuries. Authorities cited Thomas for failure to stop or yield at a stop sign. A Nebraska man wanted in connection with the August 10th shooting of an Iowa woman was arrested Friday. At around 10:30 a.m., officers of the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force arrested without incident 25-year-old William Joseph Doherty of Omaha. Doherty was taken into custody at the Comfort Inn and Suites at 1801 South 35th Street in Omaha. He was had an outstanding warrant for his arrest in connection with the shooting of 23-year-old Katie Lynn Clark of Glenwood. Clark had been shot in the face at a Council Bluffs hotel but survived her injuries. Doherty is currently in police custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was being held on charges of attempted murder and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. A man and woman were arrested this morning in Red Oak for public intoxication. Red Oak police say 30-year-old Tracy Joe North and 27-year-old Holly Irene Gross, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody in the vicinity of North 5th and East Coolbaugh Streets a little after 2 a.m. today. The pair were being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond each. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Auditor's Office Friday said that Brian Olson Everett of Lewis had filed completed nomination papers and is a candidate for the city council in Lewis. Olson Everett is the only candidate to file papers outside the city of Atlantic in advance of the November city elections. Previously, we'd announced that incumbent Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, incumbent Atlantic at-large Councilman Gerald Brink, incumbent Atlantic 5th Ward Councilman Richard Dick Cassidy, and incumbent Atlantic Parks and Rec Board member Jolene Smith had all filed nomination papers to run for their respective city offices. The last date to file papers for the November 7th city elections in Cass County is September 21st. Well, the public is invited to the second annual local food and farming celebration tomorrow from 1 until 5 p.m. You can visit a website link under the same story on the news page at KJAN for maps and other information about the event and look for signs along the highway during the event. The core of the event will be free open houses at several farms west of Atlantic, located on or within a mile of Highway 173 between Atlantic and Elkhorn. At those open houses, you'll be able to learn about local, organic, and conventional agricultural operations. Collectively, this group of farms produces vegetables, fruits, row crops, livestock, poultry, and bees, as well as employees' conservation practices that include cover cropping. You can get to know the farmers and get the kids up close and personal with dirt, veggies, tractors, and animals. And visit any or all of the farms tomorrow between 1 and 5 p.m. Each of the farms will offer guided tours at 1, 2, 3, and 4 o'clock, but you're welcome to come at any time. A variety of displays and food-related activities will be included at each farm, as described on the website. Capping off the event in Atlantic at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, they'll be celebrating local food and talent with Sweet Joy Shop and local producers. Select among the options pork, lamb, or vegetarian entree, accompanied by a variety of locally raised vegetables and dessert choices of apple pie or aronia berry tart. All are prepared by three local chefs who specialize in local food. Seating is limited, so advance reservations are required, and they can be made by following the website link under the same story on the webpage at KJAN.com. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Liana Christensen, age 94, of Harlan and formerly of Kimbleton, died August 24th. A celebration of life service for Liana Christensen will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. The Good Shepherd Funeral Home in Omaha is in charge of the arrangements. Henry Walter, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Henry Walter will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, as the arrangements. Valanda Nelson, age 91, of Exira, died August 26th at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Valanda Nelson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Nathaniel Booth, age 70, of Los Angeles, died August 28th. A memorial service for Nathaniel Booth will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Darwin Badger, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darwin Badger will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Bill Dixon, age 87, of Carroll and formerly of Manila, died Thursday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Dixon will be on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Lawrence Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Jeff Jensen, age 62, of Atlantic, died September 2nd at his home. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with the Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Joanne Margaret Barbaro, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday at her home. A mass of Christian burial for Joanne Barbaro will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. And Nancy Louise Madsen, age 58, of Persia, died Thursday. Services for Nancy Madsen are currently pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.